The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments will be lost in time. Like tears in rain.
Coming to you from the frustrated incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Vince.
Hello.
How are you, sir?
Great.
Yeah, sure, why not?
I'm better off than some of them poor bastards.
Yeah, we're going to talk a lot about that second half of the show.
Thanks, government.
Yeah. Thanks, local cops and FEMA. Yeah.
Yay, you're awesome.
Yeah, you're something. All right, coming up on this week's show, we'll of course talk about the Hurricane Helene, FEMA. Vince, have you heard about something called a red list?
No.
Well, you will at the end of the show.
Hey.
Trump, Israel, Iran, Ukraine, the whole deal, a lot more. Top 10 list this week. We're actually doing one this week. People you think are on the Diddy tapes. Yes, it could be damn near anybody.
Ain't no party like a Diddy party.
Right? So we'll do that and a whole lot more. Vince, you want to get into some TV news?
I do.
We're going to start with some sad news here. Frank Fritz from American Pickers passed away this week. He was the short, bearded one.
I heard he was a jerk.
That's apparently he had some drinking issues in the past. I think that's where the jerk comments came from. He had a stroke a couple of years ago. No cause of death, but everybody's put out their, you know, sad to see him pass and all that. That was a fun show, you know?
I like that show.
Yeah. Plus, the girl was hot, so there you go.
She does burlesque in her life. Yeah.
Yes, she does. There's pictures and video on the internet. So
Yes. There's
a lot of things on the internet.
The internet is insane.
But you know what will not be continuing on the internet? Uh-oh. That 90s show has been canceled by Netflix. So
I watched one episode.
Now,
I like that 70s show, and apparently they drug Jay and Silent Bob into it. And
yeah. And that's canceled. Right, yeah. All right, next thing I got here, we have two of the, main castings for the upcoming Marvel's Nova series. Zolo Magiria, he was in Cobra Kai and Blue Beetle, and Tanner Gillam from Mr. Right and Crom have been cast in the series. It's in pre-production right now, looks to begin filming end of January. So I probably won't give two shits because it's not Richard Rider. So there you go.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yep. Apparently, Sabir Prasada, who worked on Moon Knight and Miss Marvel, is set to write it. Glenn Close is coming back as Nova Prime, and John C. Reilly will come back as Roman Day. So if you remember them from the Guardians of the Galaxy movies, they will be bringing their characters back.
What is this?
Nova.
I already forgot what the fuck you were talking about.
Yeah, it's basically Nova Corps, which is space police, for those that don't know the comic. So, there you go.
What about Dream Police?
Ooh.
Yeah.
And we're all arrested. All right. Vince, there's a long history of British TV shows being brought over and adapted for American audiences. I think probably the best example is The Office.
Yes.
Well, how about we do that in reverse? Guess what British viewers are going to get their own version of an American classic sitcom?
God.
And this one actually makes sense considering everybody in, well, at least all the white people in Britain are, they drink. They're getting Cheers.
I don't know how I like. I don't know how.
Noel Fielding as Sam Malone. That's there. There's your casting. You're welcome.
Man.
You're welcome. You get like David Tennant could show up. He could be
Niles.
Niles. You could have Nick.
No,
Frost.
Not Niles. Nick.
I know what you
mean. Crane. What's his name? Frazier.
Frazier. Yeah.
Oh my God.
You could have Nick Frost be George Wendt's character Norm. That'd be great. We just cast your show. You're welcome, England. It'll be your best show ever.
What it
know? Yeah. Well, I mean, look what else I have. That and baking. But that's still Noel Fielding. So.
Yeah, God bless Noel Fielding.
Netflix had saw their highest day of cancellations this year after the company's co-founder donated $7 million to the Harris campaign.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of people, the highest day of cancellations, said, nope, fuck you, we're out.
I need to start canceling.
Yeah.
We don't even watch it. We watched Netflix for like, God, we watched Zombieland yesterday.
Yeah.
But that was it. I haven't watched Netflix in forever.
Yep. They have Walking Dead. That's about it. So there you go. Last thing for TV news, and I guess this kind of ties into movies because he was also in Coming to America, but best known for his roles in Roots, Vince's favorite miniseries, and Good Times. Actor John Amos passed away this week at the age of 84. So,
whoa, his name was Toby.
No, John Amos was the dad. No, remember?
His name was Toby. No, it was Kunta Kinte when he got older.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Who played Chicken George? Is that Lou Gossett Jr.? Now I'm just starting to name off black actors from the 80s.
Yeah, because they all look the same.
Well... Damn it. I mean, and there's the racism this week. 5 minutes in. All right. All right. That's it for TV news. Let's go to movies real quick. Newcomer Daniel Quintoy. He has no movie credit to his name, but he is your lead actor for Voltron. This is Amazon and MGM. This is a big budget live action. Rawson Thurber, who did the Netflix movie Red Notice, is going to direct. We'll start shooting. It says this fall in Australia, so I don't know if that's within the next couple of months or what, but we're getting Voltron and a newcomer as the lead, so.
We need teenagers with attitude.
Aye, aye, aye.
Oh, wait, so I have wrong show.
Yeah, same thing. Some sad news here. John Ashton, best known as Sergeant Taggart in Beverly Hills Cop, passed away this week at the age of 76. At least he got one last one in.
They both look like Gerald Ford. See? They make the racist jokes too, motherfucker. There it is.
Let's see if you like the Princess Diaries movies or if you have kids that do.
I
know you do. Anne Hathaway is returning for Princess Diaries 3 for the Disney. So there you go. And
she
really,
she loves anal.
Tell me more. Wait,
no,
never
mind.
This Catwoman. But the only other real thing for movie news is Paramount has moved around some release dates. Edgar Wright's doing Running Man remake starring Glenn Powell. That is now November 1st of 25. The Naked Gun reboot is set for August 1st, 25. And a new Smurfs movie, July 18th of 25. So... Oh, that Naked Gun reboot is Liam Neeson, isn't it? Oh, that's right. Now I'm sad.
I isn't sad?
Yeah.
Why do you have the sad?
Well, he was... I liked him, and then he came out and said he hated guns, but he won't quit making movies that have guns in them. But he doesn't want, like, you and me to have guns, because we be bad. But him killing 100 people in a Taken movie is okay. You know,
my shit.
No, you know, stuff like that. Oh, nice. There was really no comic book news per se this week, so we'll just go into recommendations. It's October, so it's Halloween season. DC Horror Presents Creature Commandos issue number 1 came out this week. Universal Monsters Frankenstein issue 2 came out this week. Venom War issue 3. Absolute Power. This is DC's book that is launching what they're calling their Absolute Universe. This is the Scott Snyder. Basically, it's a reimagining of it, like Marvel did the Ultimate Universe. This is like that. Apparently, you know, the old Elseworlds stories, Vince, yeah, that DC used to do. Well, apparently they all take place on one Earth called Elseworld Prime. That's where this new universe books are going to be based out of. So there you go. But that issue 4 came out, if you want to kind of catch up to what the relaunch is going to be or the new launch. But your book of the week is Plastic Man No More. Apparently this is going to win all the awards because it is fantastic. So
Plastic Man.
Yes. Issue number 2, who is without a doubt the strongest character in DC Comics. So, and that's according to Batman and Superman. So
sure.
There you go. All right. Some wrestling news this week. This came in from Fightful. Fox streaming platform Tubi, which I watch a lot because it's free, has shown interest in a wrestling product on its platform. There's not a lot of details, but apparently discussions are with an active company as opposed to wanting to start their own company for the series. Rumor is that it's NWA. So take that with a grain of salt, but wrestling on Tubi.
Coming straight from the underground?
NWA? Yes. Yes.
Oh, no shit.
Now, see, I thought they would go with like Game Changers, so they could just call it Glass Tubi, which that's a good wrestling joke. I don't care who you are. Tony giggled at it, so I'm happy. So, speaking of TV deals, the AEW deal came out this week. They're staying on Max. It's a multi-year rights deal. Dynamite and Collision will continue to be on Turner Networks. Rampage looks like it will be over, or it can get shopped to a different network as it is not an exclusive contract with Max. So this could go to Fox. There was rumors of a show, of an AEW show going to Fox. That could be Rampage. We don't know yet. But the library of episodes of Dynamite and Collision will be available on Max. They're moving. You'll be able to buy pay-per-views through Max starting next year instead of doing it through like Bleacher Report or however you used to do it. So yeah, apparently it's a lot of money. Estimates are that AEW just this next year will make at least $70 million next year. And for a wrestling company to be making money, that's a good sign. So they're already almost been around as long as WCW. So there you go. So that's good. Right. More wrestling, more people get jobs. That's good.
Everybody's leaving WWE.
Well. It's the big show. Speaking of WWE, some injury news here. Ilya Dragunov, this is sad. Tore his ACL. Looks like he's out 6 to 9 months. That stinks. Some sad news. And I stuck this in wrestling because we don't do sports anymore, but he is a WWE Hall of Famer. Cincinnati Reds legend Pete Rose passed away this week at the age of 83. So,
never made it into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he got fucked out of that. He got fucked out of that. At least he's in one Hall of Fame. But that's what you get for getting tombstone twice by Kane. So, and coming out dressed as a San Diego chicken.
Yeah.
There you go. Some scary news here. AEW wrestler Luchasaurus is recovering after his fiance found him collapsed on the 27th of last month. He was rushed to the hospital where they found his blood oxygen was below 80% and determined he had pneumonia in both lungs. It was discovered he was days away from permanent lung damage. He's been put on oxygen. They expect a recovery is going to take over, you know, a month or two. In-ring return is unclear, but yeah, found him collapsed, couldn't breathe, no oxygen in the blood. Really scary situation. So glad he was found, because that could have ended really bad. So there you go. Speaking of NWA, NWA Power is going to air on X or Twitter for the next 5 weeks. So there you go. Maybe they're heading to Tubi. Maybe they're going to stay on X. I know they're on the CW app. So there you go like that. So we'll see. Last thing for wrestling news this week. Bad Blood was last night. The WWE pay-per-view. From what I see, it sounds like it was a pretty good show. You had a couple of returns. Jimmy Uso showed back up. And, of course, Dwayne Rock showed up at the end. So that sets up your Survivor Series, Samoan versus Samoan War Games possibly match. Kevin Owens attacked Cody after the show in the parking lot. So that sets up that feud so he doesn't have to. Poor Cody at the end of the thing. I saw the clip of that. He's standing in the ring. There's Samoans in the audience. There's Samoans in the ring and the Rock's on the stage. I'm like, let's play pick the white guy. So
Samoans.
Well, two of them were Tongan. So there you go. They're all island people. It's okay.
Where's the boy at? Did they bring you boy?
It's probably in catering. I mean, you know. Can't just have it out there. Then the people would go crazy for poi. You know, I mean, you don't want an audience stampede because poi is delicious. So, you know I'm right. All right, that's it for wrestling news. Vince, is there anything for video games this week?
Ubisoft.
Well, I said video games, not fuckery.
Ubisoft shares skyrocket to 33% after a report that Tencent and Guillemot family considered buyout.
So I about used a racial slur. So the Chinese are going to buy Ubisoft?
Yes, the Chinese are going to buy a bunch of frogs.
Well, yeah, that doesn't surprise me, really, to be honest with you.
They've really fucked up, and they really want money. So apparently...
And Tencent is owned by the Chinese government. So, I mean... Everything in China is Chinese government. That's how communism works, kids. You'll hear more about that later.
Yeah, I don't know. They fucked up. Ubisoft
did. Yeah, bad.
Speaking of Ubisoft, Star Wars Outlaws had a huge fucking patch drop to fix the stealth mechanic.
To the surprise of no one.
No one. Like, you released it like that.
Yeah, that quit releasing games that are just so buggy, it's insane.
Why would you? I don't know.
So they could have the game out and charge?
I don't know. Wendigo Hunter is going to be out here pretty soon. It is an action roguelite dungeon crawler from Black Deer Games. Speaking of something that's not a huge conglomerate AAA fucking studio.
Yeah.
Lair of Leviathan from Nostalgic Realms is a turn-based RPG in handcrafted open world. And I bring that up because apparently Dragon Age Veilgold went gold.
Really?
Yeah, and it's supposed to be woke as fuck.
Oh. Well, there's that.
Well, there's that, and there's also Until Dawn Remake is being criticized for looking way worse than the original. We had that with Silent Hill.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
The one chick.
Yes.
Ugly and fat.
Yeah. On purpose.
On purpose, because you had to have ugly fat girl representation.
Yeah.
In a world where, you know, we're trying to forget there's ugly fat girls.
Aren't the zombies bad enough?
Aren't the zombies bad enough? Can't we have hot women in the video games?
What happened to Lara Croft?
I saw this meme the other day where these kids, it was a progression of kids growing up, right?
Yeah.
And every console was there with it. He said, oh, these graphics are amazing. Oh, these graphics are amazing. Until it got to the newest console, and it's just like this fat, old, nasty looking chick.
And it's like, go back.
Yeah.
We gotta go back. Polygon boobs.
The last thing I've got.
Oh, God.
Speaking of shit.
God.
Fallout Mexico.
What? Huh?
They're making Fallout Mexico.
Southern border of the
mod.
Game?
It's a mod. It's a mod. Oh, it's not it's a them. Mod. It's Fallout Mexico. You like Fallout London? I don't know how you can have a Fallout Mexico when they're all here.
It's Fallout Arizona. Okay, gotcha. Yeah. God, that's great.
It's all Mexican. It's all Cheech and Chong. Mexican American.
Well, now I want to play it. Shit. All right.
That's all I got. Games are shit.
I do have that they Epic Games for Fortnite, Fortnitemares Halloween event. We do know our horror skins that we are getting. We are getting Leatherface, and we are getting, what's his name, Billy from Saw?
Yeah.
The Do You Want to Play a Game critter. So yeah,
Billy the Puppet.
Yeah, Billy the Puppet. There's your Fortnitemares skins. I don't know. The Doom event was yesterday. I was busy doing things.
I heard the Doom event was really, really bad.
That's kind of what I heard, but
45 minutes of sitting in there and nothing happens.
Ah, so a normal Fortnite live event. Okay, yeah. Gotcha. But yeah, so that's all I got was at least we're getting Leatherface.
That's legit. I'm kind of jazzed about Leatherface.
Yeah, but I'm guessing it will be a battle pass. Fortnitemares usually is, right?
Yes.
Because I know there's a Lego pass coming in like 5 days.
The last skin that I jumped on that it was like, I have to have this was Ash.
And that's your main. Yeah.
That's my main. I had to have it. It's like, oh my God, it's Ash. Okay. Yeah.
Now I'm going to kill Billy the Puppet with a banana.
Yeah.
So, you know, yay, Fortnite.
Right.
DayZ Frostline is coming out in 2 weeks. It's already early access for streamers. Looks interesting. There is new, basically it's a temperature mechanic because you're basically in Siberia this time, but there's boats because there's little islands where the ice sheet broke apart and caves and stuff like that. If you're into the zombie survival horror games. So, yep. So there's all that. That's all I got for video game news. So.
That's nice.
All right. Let's go to some music news this week. Dolly Parton announced that she is donating $1 million to hurricane victims in eastern Tennessee and North Carolina. So there you go.
Oh, this is going straight to FEMA?
What?
You're going through government channels?
That's a good question. Yeah, probably.
Boy, you've got, never mind.
Yeah, we're going to
save it.
We'll get there. Trust me. Speaking of country music, Garth Brooks. Whoops. Accused of sexual assault and battery in a new lawsuit from a hair and makeup artist who worked for him. Day before this lawsuit dropped, he sold his Tennessee home for $1.5 million below the asking price. So that kind of raises some questions, but... You know, trying to figure it out. Vince, we have the next legendary, I will say, recording artist to sell their music catalog. Who? Any guess as to who? Let me give you how much they're getting paid for it. $400 million.
Oh, Pink Floyd.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah.
Yep. Pink Floyd sold their catalog for $400 million. So I lowball?
I feel like that's extraordinarily low for them.
I kinda do too. I was surprised that that number came out at 400.
Why would they sell it?
Yeah. And how did they get them all to agree? That's because don't they hate each other now?
I don't know. Sid Barrett's old stuff too?
Yeah, the whole thing. So I don't know. But yeah, the report says $400 million to Sony. So
there you go. I don't know.
No, neither.
Because it's not very much. Each one of them would get a cut, right?
Yeah, they'd have to. I mean, I don't know how they would split, but...
How many's left?
Three? I think three.
So they get, what, 133 something a piece? 133 million a piece?
Well, and maybe the estate gets a cut, so 100 a piece, and I don't know. I don't know, but 400 million seems low to me, so.
Yeah, for Pink Floyd.
Sony got a deal.
So you just sold your whole fucking thing.
Yep, your life work.
Your life work's gone.
Yep. Enjoy retirement, I guess. Well, it lasts.
Yeah, the 10 years you got left.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of that, some sad news here. We lost a legend. Kris Kristofferson passed away this week. Singer, actor, been in a ton of stuff. He was 88. No points. I thought for sure one of us had Kristofferson, but...
I think one of us had him last year.
I think so. That only leaves Willie of the Highwaymen left.
Can you believe that shit?
And Willie's like 94, something like that.
He's left.
Still looks better than Jimmy Carter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Willie outlived them all. What the hell?
Burns a fatty every day.
Oh, yeah. All right, let's get to the Diddy news this week. Attorney Tony Busby, I guess that's his real name, is apparently representing over 100 women that have come forward against Diddy. Lawyer says a day will come when he does name the other alleged perpetrators and bystanders associated with Combs' alleged illegal activity. There's reports that, like, 9-year-olds were given horse tranquilizers. There's a lot of bad stuff that could come out. I say could, because remember, we don't have the Epstein list. Oh, yeah, we do. You just vote for him every year. So, you know.
Yeah, we don't have the Epstein list that they said. Didn't they
FBI,
come out like,
that the FBI had, but, oh, we don't know where it went.
or you know, the judge was like, well, there's too many important people on here.
Yeah, that's exactly what the judge said.
Yeah, we can't.
Can't let this out. I'd be like, bitch, that's exactly why we need it out. But. Oh, no. So, yeah, the Diddy thing is going to be just as bad as Epstein. So right now, we'll take a break. We'll do Song of the Week. And speaking of Diddy, when we come back, we'll give you our picks for, well, probably who we think's on the list of the tapes.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25, but I am still alive.
I was a sailor, I was born upon the tide, with the sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico, I went aloft to furl the mainsail in a blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed. But I'm living still. I was a dam builder across a river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that gray tomb that knows no sound. But I'm still around. I'll always be around, around, and around, and around, and around. I fly a starship across the universe divide, and when I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again, or I may simply be a single drop of rain. But I will remain, and I'll be back again and again and again and again.
The Mark Order Podcast is the only show you need if you're looking for dedicated coverage of everything AEW on the Shining Wizards Network. Join us live on YouTube every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. Eastern after Dynamite to chat along with the show. If you can't join us live, listen to us on your favorite podcast platform. Follow us on all social channels at Mark Order Pod and use the hashtag #JoinTheMarkOrder, because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
G'day guys, my name is Thomas, one half of the Brocast podcast. With our podcast, we go back and watch wrestling events from WWE, WWF, WCW, ECW, AEW, and many other wrestling promotions. You can check us out on Twitter at The Brocast, that's THEBROKAST, and you can also download all episodes on Apple Podcast, Castbox, Castro, and many other podcast apps.
You like your music heavy? Then check out Radioactive Metal on the Shining Wizards Network. For over 16 years now, Radioactive Metal has been one of the longest running podcasts. Over the years, we've interviewed some legendary metal acts, had some awesome discussions, and cranked a hell of a lot of tunes. So join your cool Uncle Snowy and his co-host Aaron for the audio mosh pit that is Radioactive Metal here on the Shining Wizards Network.
What's up, folks? It's your boy, the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray, inviting all of you to check out the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Join us as we cover all things current in the world of pro wrestling, as well as paying homage to the old school, the squared circle. So listen in and find out why we are the recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting. Find us on all social media platforms and anywhere you get your podcast from. And as always, we are the proudest members of the Shining Wizards Network and Rant Entertainment Media.
Got 30 minutes to kill?
Come check out 30 Screams or Less, where we review a horror movie in 30 minutes or less. We cover new movies and old ones too.
We'll give our honest thoughts on the movie, good or shit, as well as a rating of each one that we watch.
New episodes weekly, available on the Shining Wizards Network and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Corey.
Come check us out at 30 Screams or Less.
Well, the action is underway!
What's up, everyone? When on the Shining Wizards Network, be sure to check out Wrestling Night in Canada. If we're not recording another kick-ass podcast,
or playing in punk bands, We're recording kick-ass heavy metal albums.
Then we're sitting back, we're grabbing a couple brews, and going over everything to do in the world of pro wrestling.
Because we're from Winnipeg, you idiots.
The Shining Wizards is the greatest wrestling podcast of all time. Don't believe me? Tune in and check us out. We laugh, we cry, we interview some of the greatest people in professional wrestling, and we have some of the greatest segments of all time, including everyone's favorite wrestling game show, Can You Beat That? We're live 6:50 p.m. East on Monday nights on all social media platforms, and we're with you wherever you go on every single streaming and podcasting platform as well. Check us out. Go over to ShiningWizards.com and join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back.
Woot.
Yay. All right, Vince, it's time to... Who do we think's on the Diddy Tapes top 10? Since I am magnanimous, it's my word of the day calendar thing, I'm going to let you pick first.
Oh!
So who is your number one draft pick?
Barack Obama.
Damn it, Obama!
Obama! I can't do it. I can't do it like the Phantom can.
Give me Big Mike.
Oh, you fucker.
All right, the Obamas are done.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, well, we know those tapes ain't ever coming out, so. All right, second pick.
LeBron James.
Ooh. Yeah, he was high on mine. Give me Bill Clinton. That's, yeah. LeBron was like my fifth one here, yeah.
There's going to be a bunch of down low Mississippi blue gums on this list, if you know what I mean.
All right.
Down low moon crickets.
Number three.
Oprah.
Yeah. Should have never gave you top pick. Damn it.
Should have never gave you money.
Give me Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, you fucker.
Yep. I'm glad I got a lot on the big board because
yeah.
our brains work similarly, which is frightening. All right, fourth round.
Kevin Spacey.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Not going to lie, didn't have him on mine.
Really?
But I do have John Legend.
Oh, well, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Now, okay, if nobody picks him, I'll explain why I left somebody off of a list. All right, fifth round.
I'm going the tribal route. Howard Stern.
Ooh.
Ooh.
That's a good pick. Give me Tom Hanks.
That's good. He's a Greek citizen now.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Mm.
Just, you know. You know.
Yeah.
All right, sixth round.
Sticking with Dyke Juden, Jack Black.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yes, I'm writing this all down on paper. So.
Hard copy over here.
Yeah, hard copy. Well, I took John Legend. Do I take as well? Yeah, give me Chrissy Teigen.
Yeah, she's a fucking... she's a pedo.
Has pretty much admitted to it until she deleted
all her
a lot of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, she's a piece of shit.
Yep. All right, seventh round.
Give me Kyle Gass.
Ooh. Give me Usher.
For sure.
Yeah. Sure. Dang, we're kind of blitzing through this. All right, eighth round.
Jay-Z.
Damn it. Yeah, he was my next pick. Give me Beyonce.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, come on. That's...
Yeah, that's
about all we could say about that. All right, ninth round.
Megan Fox.
Ooh. Yeah, that's probably a really good pick.
Yeah.
You know what? Give me Miley Cyrus. Just because, remember, she just kind of went from Hannah Montana to whore overnight. And I'm like, something happened. All right, your last pick.
Damn it, Russell Brand.
Ooh. Hunter Biden.
Ooh.
All right, here's our lists. Vince came in with Obama, LeBron, Oprah, Kevin Spacey, Howard Stern, Jack Black, Kyle Gass, Jay-Z, Megan Fox, and Russell Brand. I came in with Big Mike Obama, Bill Clinton, Leonardo DiCaprio, John Legend, Tom Hanks, Chrissy Teigen, Usher, Beyonce, Miley Cyrus, and Hunter Biden. Now, the one I left off, because I do think he's on a tape, but I think he's on a tape as a victim, is Justin Bieber.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I didn't, unwillingly on the tape, let's say.
I think there's a bunch of kids on there as victims.
Yes. So.
You want to be famous? You're going to do this.
Yes.
You know, this is going to be just like that goddamn doctor in the Olympic gymnastics.
Yes.
Where yep. All those girls were dealing with that shit forever, and the fucking parents probably fucking knew about it.
Yep.
No, get out there, sport. You're a winner. Go on. You just push through it.
Yeah.
That's, I swear well, to God, man.
A lot of stage parents push their kids into things, I think, is also a large possibility.
Nuke Hollywood.
Yes. Please.
Ah.
Dear Vladimir. Dear, whoever the fuck runs Iran. Whichever yeah. one of you ragheads.
You ain't got a hair on your ass.
They have insulted your goat women. Please, please bomb Hollywood.
Yeah.
Do it. Listener picks. Vince, we have listener picks this week.
Oh, my.
Kim said Oprah, Kamala. Kamala's a good pick.
Kamala's a real good pick.
And the Clintons. Tony said EDP 445. I love the jokes. Jack Black, Joe Biden, Whoopi, R. Kelly. That's a good pick. Kevin Smith, Shaq.
Oh, Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
That's fucking rough, bro.
Shaq, Howard Stern, and I know this is a joke pick, but I'm saying it anyway. Al Jolson.
Mammy, mammy. Yes,
that's what I was waiting on.
He's the every Jew.
Yes. But Baza, I think, summed up everything. And here's his listener pick. Are you ready?
No shit. He's still alive?
Yeah.
Oh, God love you.
The immigrants haven't stabbed him yet. We love you, Baza. He says, a multicultural mix of musicians, sportsmen, and politicians. If you've been pictured with him more than twice, you're probably in the shit.
Word.
That is fact right there. That, yep. Baza wins.
Oh, that's it. Yeah.
He wins. So there you go.
It's everybody. It's fucking everybody.
Yeah. Everybody you watch on TV is a suspect. So, all right. Thank you everybody for your picks. I will put the poll up this week. Programming note, no show for the next 2 weeks. Yes. I know we just came back,
we're busy.
Yeah, you really caught us at a bad time. We have out-of-state obligations, and so, yeah, no show 2 weeks. Then we should be back-ish to normal-ish, kind of, maybe. All right. Yeah, busy. We're busy. All right, Vince, here you go, Clown World. The
no.
sad, angry portion of the broadcast.
No.
All right, me either, but it's time for Did You See Those Stories? And we're just going to start with the hurricane. And here we go. According to government officials, there's your first problem. The death toll has officially hit 230. that.
Yeah.
That's the their official count, but
that's the government.
More on that here in a second. Secretary Mayorkas of Homeland Security, says FEMA does not have the funds to make it through hurricane season. And there's another hurricane getting ready to hit Florida, probably Wednesday. Category 3 is estimate, taking direct aim at Tampa. So to all of our family and friends in Florida, be careful. DeSantis was on the news today saying, hey, if you have electric cars, don't put them near your house because the salt water makes the batteries explode. You know, like, yeah.
There's nothing scary about that at all.
No, not at all. Baxter Healthcare, one of the largest suppliers of saline bags and dialysis drugs in the nation. Over half the sterile saline in all of U.S. hospitals come from this one plant. It was destroyed by the hurricane. So there's that. Elon announced that Starlink would be made available in all areas impacted by the hurricane, but when SpaceX engineers showed up to start giving them out and setting them up, FEMA and local authorities blocked them from doing their job and helping people. Members of the 82nd Airborne Station in North Carolina have apparently been asking for leave passes to go assist with helping victims and their families, but all were turned down and told, get this, the 82nd Airborne is on standby to go to the Middle East.
The oyster of the bays.
Not to go help with, you know, hurricane that hit 2 hours away from their base and is killing their families. No, no. You're going to the Middle East.
Because the Jews are more important. Did you see that fucking
It's coming.
Okay.
Yeah. Mercury One, that's Glenn Beck's charity arm. He's down there trying to give supplies and stuff. And this was his direct quote about the FEMA situation. Quote, you can't make up how bad this is. But hey, Kamala came out and said the feds are going to give $750 for each flood victim.
Now, I did see where dipshit said he was going
to I have that.
Okay.
Yep. But all remember...
Right, I'm jumping the gun here.
But remember, illegals get 5,000 cash, 13,000 EBT cards, paid hotel rooms. This year alone, we've given $24.5 billion to Ukraine, $11.3 billion to Israel, $2 billion to Ethiopia, $1.6 billion to Jordan, $1.4 billion to Europe, $1.1 to Afghanistan, $1.1 to Somalia, $1 billion to Yemen, $1 billion to Congo, $900 million to Syria. And then Kamala also tweeted out that due to the people suffering in Lebanon, we are giving them $175 million. But you know, the people, the Americans, they got fucked. Well, you get $750. And on a note, some of those people that are getting that $750, it's a FEMA loan. And if they don't pay it back in a year, FEMA can take their property. FEMA announced that illegal immigrants will be granted disaster assistance.
We're going to have to start rolling brownies.
Yep. Biden, like Vince just alluded to, he did announce late last night, $100 million to North Carolina. But that is not for victims. That is to repair roads and bridges. So, because you know, BlackRock's got to have roads to take the lithium. I said that out loud. I don't care anymore.
I'm getting very upset.
Me too. A cop from North Carolina posted a video that I saw last night. This is an actual cop telling people avoid interacting with FEMA due to them taking supplies and not really helping victims.
I saw where a cop said they were going to start arresting feds.
Yes. Who interfere with helping people.
Yes.
Yeah. Normal people are flying their own helicopters and drones, trying to fly in supplies. Law enforcement and FEMA are threatening them with arrest for helping.
Yeah.
There was reports, I have not seen this confirmed, of citizens beating up a FEMA director who was confiscating supplies. That's unsubstantiated as of now.
I saw a post where they're starting to militia up.
Yes. I saw another one that said, look, there is no rule of law right here now, down here now.
Yeah. Tribe up, white man.
But then you had Lindsey Graham, senator from South Carolina, who was on Fox and pretty much showed his true colors. And I'm going to read this direct quote. Are you ready, kids? Quote, I've been going all over South Carolina. Like most people, I haven't slept much. But look what's going on in Israel. A second Holocaust in the making. They're running out of ammunition in Israel. We have to help our friends to keep the war over there from coming here. End quote.
In the background, you could hear, what's his name say, oh God.
Yeah.
Hannity.
Literally, my constituents are dying, buried in mud. They can't find the bodies. But hey, Israel.
Now listen here, you bitches. I'm going to go help Israel, okay?
You know that man has a home address.
I
am just saying.
Yeah, you find where he lives.
He needs a nice talking to.
I don't...
We don't condone violence. I'm winking at the microphone.
I'm getting real goddamn tired of these motherfuckers.
Yeah. There's a video of police in Asheville, North Carolina, threatening hurricane victims with arrest for trying to go back and get their belongings. And whatever the news is saying about the death toll, according to people on the ground, you better add a couple zeros at the end of that. Because yeah. In one county alone that has 300,000 residents, 40,000 are still unaccounted for.
Buried.
But they're only telling you 230 have died.
Yeah. Buried.
Yeah.
There goes the election this year, by the way.
Yeah.
United States Postal Service refuses to
deliver
in a huge region of the South.
Yep. And who primarily votes in the South?
I'm telling you, boys.
I have something about that coming up too. Not the postal thing, but I'm glad you brought that up. But yeah. All right, let's move on here. The dock worker strike is over until at least January 15th, and this is primarily because DeSantis in Florida said, okay, fuck you, we're keeping the docks open, we'll bring in people. I'll bring in cops and military. Shit? Yeah.
Yeah, we're bringing in the guard.
Strike's over. We'll settle. At least till the 15th.
Yeah.
You mean till right before inauguration? Okay. Speaking of the election, this weekend, Joe Biden said what? This may be one of his most coherent statements in the last 25 years. Quote, I'm confident it will be free and fair. I don't know whether it will be peaceful. He was talking about the election.
Why would you say something like that?
I'm guessing it was close to sundown, but yeah, it's not going to be peaceful. Whichever way this turns out, it is not going to be peaceful, by the way. MSNBC said this, I think this was supposed to be not out loud, but they acknowledged that, quote, votes will continue to be counted several days after the election. Huh?
Well, yeah, they gotta make her win.
Right. But let's talk about Kamala's husband. The guy they call the second gentleman, if you will. Doug Emhoff. Credibly accused of physically assaulting a woman in 2012. apparently he was dating or on a date with the woman. They were at the Cannes Film Festival. Both were drunk. And he slapped the living piss out of her, according to reports. So, because he thought she was flirting with a valet while they were getting their car. Sure. So, yeah, but I'm sure that'll be top news, right? No? Got about as much coverage as the hurricane. But then Kamala's going to go on a media blitz, so get ready for that this week. She's going to be on The View, Colbert, and Howard Stern. I wonder if they're going to ask about her husband. Probably not, but, you know. Yeah, just a question. Let's see. The Republic of Georgia. This is the former Soviet Republic, is now its own country. Vince, they have now passed a law banning same-sex marriage, gender reassignment surgery, pride events, and public displays of the gay rainbow flag.
Fuck, man, we gotta go to Georgia.
Yeah, we do. I can eat pachka and brisket spread. Fuck yeah, I can.
Look at you. Of course you can.
Hey!
Hey now, hey!
Hey, that is a fat joke, and if I wasn't lazy and fat, I would probably think about being offended.
Yeah, that sounds really fucking good,
too. It does, right? Speaking of food, a taxpayer-funded food pantry in Minnesota has come under fire after it was revealed that the owner attempted to block white people from accessing the food. You can probably guess her race.
Shit.
Yeah. Nah, this food ain't for you, Whitey.
Shit, motherfucker.
Yeah. This fried chicken and grape drink is for us. How is the shots have not started yet?
That's honestly, I say that every day. I'm like, how shots have not been fired yet is beyond me.
Yeah.
I cannot believe shit hasn't popped off.
I know.
Especially in the South.
Yeah. And I think it's as close now as it's probably ever been, to be honest. Since
with all this shit going on right now, there is no, you cannot tell me they are withholding all that money to the South on purpose. They're doing it on purpose.
Yeah, they want them dead.
They want you dead. I cannot fathom what's going on right now in this
world. I would not be surprised if they don't find federal workers strung up in trees.
Don't be surprised when it happens, people.
No.
Our listeners, you know, we say this shit all the time. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised when it happens. Be surprised that it took this long.
Yes. Yep. That's true. Next door, I have Telegram CEO Pavel Durov has admitted that the platform has been cooperating with law enforcement, sharing users' details since 2018.
Yeah.
Yep. So there's that.
Yeah, they all do it.
Yeah. See, next story here. A judge has dismissed attempted murder charges against a black female Arizona student in a knife attack, knocking the charges down to just aggravated assault. Yeah, this was the giant black woman that unprovoked just started stabbing a white classmate at Arizona State.
What did she get down to?
Aggravated assault.
Okay. Not attempted murder.
No. No. The victim's mother said that the family is beside themselves and cannot believe the judge did this.
Go find where she lives.
Yeah.
It's pretty goddamn easy. And then go find where the fucking judge lives.
Yeah.
It's pretty goddamn easy, y'all.
In Wake County, North Carolina, a pastor was handcuffed and escorted out of a school board meeting after demanding justice for a 15-year-old girl who was forced to read and discuss sexually explicit softcore porn at her school against her and her parents' wishes. Homeschool. There's a reason why homeschooling has exploded in the last 5 years.
Well.
And why, you know, the school board has home addresses as well. And the cops that took the pastor out. you know, to discuss politely and civilly.
Oh, shit.
So yeah, there's that.
Politely.
Yeah. Vince, we do have a new thing from James O'Keefe. Oh, yeah. A new undercover video. An MSNBC producer admitted on undercover video that the network is, quote, doing all they can to help the Harris campaign. And he admitted that whatever her message of the day is, that's the message of the network for the day.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, we know, but now it's, they literally have admitted it on tape. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But hey, you know who is starting to show her face like a horrible looking bag lady groundhog on TV now? Is Hillary. Hillary this week has called for social media platforms like X to censor and monitor content, warning that if they don't, quote, we lose total control, end quote.
Yeah, we got to do something about that pesky First Amendment. People,
so my question is, who's we? Who's she talking about losing control if people can say whatever they want? Yeah, the vice presidential debate was this week. Wow, did that. So Obama got a vice president dumber than him. Biden got a vice president dumber than him. So Kamala picked a guy, get this, dumber than her. The big takeaway was Tim Walz admitting that he's friends with school shooters.
He fucked up.
And looking like he pooped himself.
Yeah, he fucked up.
Yeah, it was bad. Yesterday, you had a guy try to set himself on fire in front of the White House. Guy wearing a pink T-shirt, screaming in pain as police surrounded him. Taken to hospital, non-life-threatening injuries. They're not releasing his identity. Another day in D.C. is what it sounds like. Sure. But hey, then you had this. This week, Iran shot missiles at Israel. Trump came out and said Israel should hit Iran's nuclear facilities. But then, this is so much fuckery, it hurts my head. Netanyahu did a surprise broadcast last night saying that the state of Israel will answer to Iran's attack and preparations to respond to Iran are being made in coordination with Washington, and that they have decided to launch a strong and major attack against Iran.
Sure.
People better stock up on your shit. Just, yeah. You better buy. Go out and get gas while you can, because they're going to hit the nukes. They're going to hit nuclear sites. Iran's already telling their people to live near the nuclear facilities that get ready for radiation. It's here. Remember, last week was 5 weeks out. Well, we're more down, like down to two. But also, remember last week how we had a story about Vince the Belarus?
The president
told them all to go to war. Now we know why. A member of Zelensky's own party in Ukraine, Oleg Dunda, he claimed last night on Ukrainian TV, which, how can they have TV if they're in the middle of such a horrible war? I digress. But he says that the entire Belarusian army will lay down their guns at the sight of a small group of Ukrainian troops. So why would Ukrainian troops be going into Belarus? Thought they were all supposed to be going to fight the bad Russians.
Right.
Weird, isn't it?
It's really weird.
Let's see. Trump held a rally at the site of the first assassination attempt yesterday in Butler, Pennsylvania. Elon was there with him. The estimate of the crowd was 100,000 people there. And Trump started a speech by saying, quote, as I was saying.
Which is pretty fucking funny.
That, yeah, that's a good line. I don't care. That's. Should have came out and said, before I was so rudely interrupted.
Right.
Foghorn Leghorn, that shit. But, you know, that's me.
Right.
But as I was saying is a pretty damn good line.
Yeah, that's great. That.
Vince, this came out last night as I was writing the show. According to the FBI and Department of Homeland Security, domestic extremists with, quote, election-related grievances could turn to violence in the final weeks leading to the election.
Yeah, what side has been doing that the whole time?
Mm-hmm. I don't remember anybody taking multiple assassination attempts against Kamala.
Yeah, that's...
Do you?
Yeah,
or I know. Did I miss that? Or But then we end with this, Vince, last thing for the week. And this is that red list I was telling you about. Probably not a lot of people have ever heard of this, but an FBI whistleblower came forward this week and revealed that the FBI does in fact have a red list. Now, what is this list, you're asking? This is a list of over 400,000 citizens, American citizens, who will be immediately arrested during, quote, a national emergency or martial law, end quote.
Can we figure out, can we find out who's on it?
That's the question. Who is the 400,000 on the red list? And how close is Vince and my names to touching? But
I hope we are.
I know. But yeah, that's, so yeah, there's a list of who will be arrested first. Rounded up when we go into martial law or a, quote, national emergency. Well, who gets to declare a national emergency? Oh, executive branch.
Yeah.
Well, who runs the executive branch? Good question we've been asking for the last 3.5 years.
I'm surprised that they haven't tried a 25th Amendment in him yet.
That the big thing is they're going to try to do it within the next couple of weeks. Pop her in.
Yes.
And then we go to war.
Yes. And then we delay the election.
Mm-hmm.
Because we'll be under martial law.
And we're going to be at war because Israel and Iran.
Right.
There may not be an election.
Yeah. That's.
That's a very high likelihood.
That's what I see happening.
Yep. I do too. And
then she'll just take over regardless. Well, since we're in a war, I'm gonna have to do the War Powers Act.
Yep.
Martial law. The South is fucked. This is fucked. We're fucked.
Yep. All resources are going overseas for the war.
Right.
82nd Airborne can't go help people in their own state, but man, they can go die for Israel.
Right.
I hope, if you're listening to this, I hope you're ready. You're not going to be able to go to the grocery and get shit. You're not going to be able to go to the gas station. I'm just... Everything we've been warning for the last few years is... It's here.
Yeah.
And as we've seen with FEMA in North Carolina and the cops, local and state, they're all against you.
Yeah. The fucking cops ain't gonna do shit.
Nope. Well, we got orders from up top that this is what. No. I got Mr. 12 gauge that says.
Yeah, something completely different. Aim for the pockets, by the way.
Officer, I'm holding the talking stick now. Yeah. So.
Aim for the hips.
Yeah. Level 4 plates don't guard the femoral artery.
Right.
That's just, you know, common sense. But yeah, so be ready, because by the time we come back in a couple of weeks, we'll probably be at war, either civil or multinational.
Yay!
Yay! Or we just won't come back.
You're fucking wrong.
I do too. But you know I'm not.
I know. That's what I was telling somebody at work that the other day. I was like, you know, she's going to, they're going to 25th Amendment his ass. She's going to take over and then delay the election.
Yep. And people go, no, they can't. Yeah.
They can.
They
slid her in.
Yeah. She didn't get a single vote, but yet she's your nominee.
Yeah.
How? But yet somehow they're protecting democracy and votes.
Right.
I don't see how anybody, I think I said this last week, but I don't see how anybody, even if you call yourself a Democrat, and I believe in democracy, if you look at this logically and go, yeah, this is all on the up and up, everything's good, or are you so brainwashed, orange man bad, we have to do anything to keep him out? There's no in between. It's either you look, I know I've seen a lot of Democrats go, no, this is just fuckery of the highest degree.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, Elon was a Democrat for how many years? And now he's right beside Trump on stage. Robert Kennedy comes from a literal Democrat dynasty, liberal dynasty. Right. He's like, nah, we're fucked if this keeps going.
Yeah, there's something wrong.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We'll hopefully we'll get through something. I don't know. Benji, you got any final thoughts this week?
Yeah, keep your stick on the ice. The women don't find you handsome. At least they'll find you handy.
If you can't take the high road, take the high ground. Fuck FEMA.
Word.
Help your people. Do it yourself. And we'll talk to everybody in a couple weeks.
Bye.